Well, great day for you to be out on your bike. And if you are a biker and you're all about the sustainable transportation and the this is good for me and there's no harmful emissions and it's good for the environment, then you'll be interested in our little story coming up this morning. The Healthy Duluth Coalition presented awards to the most bicycle-friendly businesses here in Duluth. Shauna Mullen-Erdley is with Healthy Duluth, and she joins us this morning as our guest. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
So did you find there were a lot of bike-friendly businesses in this community?
Yeah, I was actually surprised when we first decided to seek out businesses to go through this application process. I really wasn't aware of all of the awesome things that businesses are doing. And now that we are doing it and the word is out and people are starting to hear about this, we're getting approached by businesses, and there really are a lot of them that are doing some great things to support bicycling.
Well, give us some for instances.
For instance, Duluth Coffee Company delivers their coffee beans by bike, which is pretty cool. Aerostitch is a manufacturing company that manufactures and sells motorcycle equipment and clothing. They give their employees $1 a day every day they bike to work. Saturn System Software Engineering gives employees a $400 bike credit to buy a bike in exchange for a pledge to bike to work. So there are some great things going on.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I should say so. Now, when it comes to being bike friendly, is the idea that these are businesses that are encouraging their employees to bike necessarily, or how does that, or maybe they've just got a really nice setup in front of their building for anybody who walks by if they want to bike down to the business? How does that work?
Yeah, the application actually looks at both of those aspects. So whether they're supporting employees and whether they're inviting for customers to bike to their businesses. And it's actually based on the 4 E's of bicycling. So the application looks at education. Are they offering safe riding classes or mechanics workshops to employees or customers? The next E is encouragement. So are they doing things like promoting Bike to Work Day? Do they have incentive programs in place that reward employees or customers when they bike? And the next E is engineering. So are there showers or locker rooms and secure and convenient bike parking for people who are biking? And then the last E is evaluation. So are employers surveying their employees on what their transportation needs and habits are? And when it comes right down to it, how many people are actually biking to the building, to the business?
Now, you've got some interesting stats as you began to gather this information and gather these applications. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so Duluth is actually number 13 in the nation of cities with the most bike-friendly businesses, which is pretty cool. And a lot of these other business or these other cities that are ahead of us, they're really big. So I actually did, I'm just this kind of person, I sat down and I did the math. And when I did the math, we came out number one per capita number of bike-friendly businesses. And then just a last statistic for you, we have 1,687 employees in Duluth that work for a bike-friendly business.
How much is that again? 1,000 what?
1,687.
That's pretty good, especially when you look at that as a percentage of our total population. And when you look at this town is on a hill, a really, really big hill.
Yeah, I'll let you in on a huge secret that people who bike have. The hill doesn't make or break your bike ride, so it's totally doable.
That's easy for you to say. My thought is I could easily do the down the hill, but then, of course, now, how about the DTA? Because they're really bike-friendly because of those bike racks. That's the only way I'd be able to manage a bicycle commute to the university is if I could go down the hill and then take the bus back up the hill.
Yeah, we love using the DTA as a perfect example of how to squash the idea that Duluth is too hilly to bike in. And they did go through this application process for the bike-friendly businesses, and they were awarded an honorable mention this year.
Fantastic. Well, this is really great news. If you would like your employer to become more bike friendly, is there a website you could send your boss anonymously, of course, or how would you present them with information hoping that they'd kind of get the hint?
So the awards process and application is actually through the League of American Bicyclists, which is a national advocacy and education organization. Their website is bikeleague.org, and then we at Healthy Duluth will help wade through this pretty extensive application process. So people can also just contact us directly through our Facebook page or our website, healthyduluth.org.
All right, fantastic. And we'll get a couple of links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find that information.
Great.
Shauna, thanks for some really interesting information. We can go about the rest of our day now, patting ourselves, even those of us who maybe bike to the grocery store once in a while, can pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, we are so bike friendly. Good for us.
Do that.
Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you.
Shauna Mullen-Erdley, our guest this morning from Healthy Duluth, their active transportation coordinator. That's what Shauna does there. And this week they presented awards to the most bicycle-friendly businesses in the city. Over 1,000 people, actually over 1,500 people here in Duluth, work for bicycle-friendly businesses.